The Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 30th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. Community groups expressing hope about President Joe Biden's proposed long-term fixes for fighting poverty. One Minnesota agency says it could help parents ensure their kids and grandkids avoid economic struggles as they grow.
In the weeks after Congress approved the American Rescue Plan, Biden now proposes the American Families Plan. It would make permanent some of the expanded tax credits seen in the COVID relief package. Annie Shapiro of Minnesota Community Action Partnership says because of how they're written, these tax credits have long prevented low-income families from using them to the fullest extent and escaping poverty for good.
Those are connected links between childhood to adulthood in terms of poverty and then to the next generation's children. And so we are really optimistic that this could sever those lines of generational poverty.
In Congress, Republicans have labeled the administration's social spending plans as too expensive, and there's concern moderate Democrats might not get behind all the ideas at once. I'm Mike Moen.
According to state data, poverty affects about 1 in 10 Minnesotans and 1 in 9 children. Supporters of a tax on capital gains are celebrating a victory in the Washington State Legislature. We get the details from Eric Tegedoff.
The 7% tax applies to the sale of stocks, bonds, and other high-end assets in amounts higher than $250,000. There are a number of exceptions, including for real estate, agricultural land, and family-owned small businesses. The funds will be used to fund education, early learning, and child care. Mike Yastrzemski, president of the Washington Federation of State Employees, says fewer than 1% of Washingtonians will pay the tax.
This tax does not affect the vast majority of Washingtonians as far as paying for it, but it would benefit pretty much every citizen of this state through being able to help adequately fund all of these public services that we enjoy.
The tax is expected to bring in $450 million in 2023 to the state budget. It's estimated to affect about 7,000 families. Opponents say it resembles an income tax, which is unconstitutional in the state, and have already filed a legal challenge.
Community colleges offering apprenticeship programs poised to get a $12 billion boost for the Biden infrastructure plan. Taylor White is national director for the nonprofit New America.
So apprenticeships has a really long history in this country and the world over of being the training option of choice for skilled trades. It's work you do with your hands, and so you need to learn that in a workplace setting where you're actually gaining experience doing the work.
Even before the Biden pledge, the Brookings Institute urged the U.S. to expand and update its apprenticeship offerings. This is PNS. A new report says the proposed consolidation of Pennsylvania's 14 public universities would mean significant job losses and economic decline in surrounding communities.
On Wednesday, the Board of Governors for the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education, or PASHA, voted to advance a plan to consolidate 6 campuses into 2 larger institutions and to reduce faculty and staff levels system-wide. If approved, the plan would eliminate more than 1,500 jobs in 2023. Report co-author Michael Ash says that would cause further job losses in communities where the universities are major employers, costing the surrounding counties millions in lost revenue, as well as local and state tax revenue.
This will rank in the top 1% of layoffs in Pennsylvania since 2011. This is a very large economic impact.
PASHA Chancellor Daniel Greenstein says enrollment has dropped 21% in the past decade, and without consolidation, the system could face dissolution or have to close campuses. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
And with President Biden's global summit in the rearview mirror, supporters of clean energy in Georgia are urging the state to support local climate change innovation. More on that from Lily Bulkey.
James Marlowe, with the consulting firm Clean Energy Strategies, says measures included in the infrastructure proposal, known as the American Jobs Plan, will help drive the nation closer to its emissions reduction goals. Biden wants to cut them in half from 2005 levels by 2030. But Marlowe says more Georgia officials need to get on board as well.
We need state policies that also reflect this, and they encourage new projects, new opportunities for employment and job training and workforce development. The federal action alone is insufficient. We need a complementary effort in the state.
Finally, Tramiel Gomes takes us to the Sunshine State, where last-minute maneuvering by Republican lawmakers revived a bill that would ban transgender girls and women from playing on public school teams intended for student-athletes born as girls.
In a surprise move, House and Senate Republicans attached the transgender ban to a wide-ranging charter schools bill and passed it Wednesday. John Harris Maurer with the group Equality Florida says he's disappointed to see how far some went to upend the legislative process.
To rush forward this bill. And for the first time in 23 years, the Florida legislature has passed blatantly anti-LGBTQ policy and its most direct attack to date on the transgender community.
The measure was watered down to exclude a requirement that transgender athletes in high schools and colleges undergo testosterone or genetic testing. This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, heard on great radio stations, and online at publicnewsservice.org.